The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a daily broadcast dedicated to keeping you in touch with many of today's most important issues and examining how those issues directly affect our traditional values. And now, here is author and constitutional lawyer, Phyllis Schlafly.
The Food and Drug Administration reported this spring that 25 people have died and 54 suffered serious cardiovascular problems after taking prescription drugs to treat attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, known as ADHD. Children accounted for 19 of those deaths and 26 of the non-fatal cardiovascular problems, including heart attack, stroke, and hypertension. Those 25 deaths are only since 1999. If you go back to when these ADHD drugs began to be used, the count is 51 deaths, and other observers have put the figure at 186. It's taken a long time, but finally the FDA Drug Safety Advisory Committee has called for putting black box warnings on the labels of these drugs. The connection between prescription drugs and cardiovascular disability and death has long been documented in medical literature, but government regulators have refused to acknowledge the hazards associated with them and claim that ADHD is a serious medical condition for which the benefits of drug therapy outweigh the risks. The regulators remain oblivious to the evidence that 40% of all children fail to tolerate or respond to drug therapy, that about twice as many respond just as well to non-drug interventions, and that the supposed improvements in behavior made by ADHD drugs are artificial and disappear after treatment is withdrawn. ADHD is a recent phenomenon. It has created a $3.5 billion industry selling drugs that are used in the treatment of 5 to 8 million children. Yet more and more members of the medical community are doubting the legitimacy of the ADHD condition, since no biological test can identify it. Drugs for children should only be prescribed by your own doctor, who is not accountable to the school.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Is attention deficit disorder too aggressively diagnosed and the drug Ritalin too widely prescribed? Parents and educators for the truth about the disease, the drug, and our children write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Ask for the information packet on Ritalin. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Thanks for listening, and join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, the man who says a classic is a book that everybody wants to have read and nobody has, Derry Brownfield.
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with a country flavor, some common sense points of view. Well, they don't have much common sense in Washington. I have been explaining that for many years now. On the Ron Paul Amendment, which would end the finances for the animal ID program, it was a House. It was a House bill that they were attacking. They were attaching it to a monetary bill, and Ron Paul said, "Hey, look, we're not going to. We don't want to fund this silly thing, this national animal ID." And so they voted on it yesterday. The House voted 389-34 to kill the thing, so it did not pass. But you can see what percentage of our politicians have a little bit of common sense, not very many. Now, interestingly enough, now, Jeff, you're on telephone. I'm going to throw the mic to you here in just a minute. Can you hear me? Hey, you can hear me. Okay. We have been telling you for a long time that that before you argue one way or the other on this animal identification program, and they call it animal or NAIS, which stands for National Animal Identification System. I said, don't argue for it or against it until you get the draft plan, get the documents, study it, and then you'll know what the heck you're talking about. Okay? Interestingly enough, the USDA has apparently taken it off of their website, and we had it on ours, and now it's gone.
Yes, and I even have an update on that, Derry. We were alerted to that situation this morning when someone tried to access the file on DerryBrownfield.com and noticed that the link was broken. Links break. The World Wide Web is a dangerous place. But nonetheless, our webmaster, Charlie, is working feverishly to restore that, and I do believe, even before you and I get off the air here this morning, that that will be restored. So they can go back and to the DerryBrownfield.com. Right there under your picture is a link to the 24-page draft. It'll only be 22 pages. It's missing the cover letter in a new version that we did find. But nonetheless, it should be available by the time we're off the air here today and folks need to read it.
Okay. What did Charlie say? What happened?
Well, he said that whoever was providing that content at the link that we had linked to pulled the information. So, yes, it's certainly possible that the USDA said, you know what, people are still reading this thing. We just need to take it off completely. We had a link to a, I'm not sure how to best describe it. They may have taken it off of their main page, but it was still available in cyberspace. And so we had that link, and it was on the Brownfield DerryBrownfield.com website, and has since broken. We don't know why those things break or who causes them to break, but we're restoring it, and it should be there soon.
See, I hope the USDA took it off. That would, I feel like that would put a feather in our cap or a star in our crown, because we're doing some good.
At this point,
no doubt about it.
At this point, nobody else would have taken it off. That would have been the USDA. So we didn't take it off. You and I didn't take it off. Our webmaster didn't take it off. Who owns the document would be the USDA. So it would be on them.
Okay, now if it disappears again, if we keep losing it, for whatever it's worth, I learned this years and years and years ago, a long years ago, that if something works, get a bunch of them, because they're going to take them off the market. I mean, look what's happened to the chemicals that you used to have you could kill brush with, and it worked. Now you can't buy anything that works in the brush-killing field. Anyhow, we've got hard copies of this thing, and we can put them in your mailbox if that's necessary. But as I have said time and time and time again, for goodness sakes, don't argue that we need this or don't argue that we don't need it until you have studied the document. When you read that document, and I saw something here today again. Where was that? I don't know if I even brought it down here or not. They keep talking about how, well, it's a voluntary program. It ain't a voluntary program. Because by 2000, what is it, 8 or 9, I forgot which now, I believe it's 2009, it will be mandatory. It's right in that document. So please, please, don't argue about the thing pro or con until you've read the document. And if you can't get it off the Internet, like I said, give us a call or write us a note and we can get you a copy of it. I think Beth said we're going to have to charge for the mailing of it. It's 24 pages, but that's no big deal. Okay, so much for Animal ID. Now, I didn't know who Bill Mayer was because I don't watch that stuff on television. I asked Jeff to find out because he has an interesting article out talking about President Bush. And I checked him out. I asked Jeff who he was. Jeff said, oh, he's one of those liberals. And apparently Jeff, reading his biography and all, I'm not sure he is as liberal as you thought he was. I was hoping he was. But anyway, he is a comedian, an actor, a writer, a producer. He's been on Comedy Central. He's been on, he was on Saturday Night Live. And he's kind of a funny guy. He's kind of a top dog. And, you know, he always wanted to puff out of one of those top dogs. He does some things right. Now, but remember that he is sort of a more liberal kind of a writer than what Phyllis Schlafly would be, all right? You couldn't compare the two at all. Now, let me read you very quickly what Bill Mayer, his closing monologue was a few nights ago on his talk show. And it was a letter to the president. Mr. President, this job can't be fun for you anymore. Now, by the way, I have shortened this a little bit because I took out some of the words so I wouldn't get my mouth washed out with soap. All right, here we go. Oh, I hear music. That's good. When we come back, I will give you... How did this 10 minutes get away? Did we start on time?
Six minutes.
Okay, I don't know. Let's take a break. We'll be back. Stay tuned. Our number is 1-800-973-3779, and your calls are welcome.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Headline news. Activation of our most decorated military divisions for confrontation with Russia and China through their ally, Iran. Military action when food shortages occur will divert food supplies to the military. The administration tells us to get non-perishable food. The government is right in telling us to have food stored, but when they say get some, you know we'll need a lot. The council to get some food gives the system deniability when food shortages are the reason for wiping out freedoms. Decide how many years of food will get your family through the coming times and store it before it's gone or can't be transported. Remember, folks, dishonest retailers know you don't know what or how much to store. Bad food plans are life-threatening. Call 800-409-5633 for warnings and guidelines. That's the J. Michael Stevens Group, 800-409-5633, or on the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
We have returned. Now, we were just talking here about Bill Mayer's article that he has written concerning President Bush. It's a letter to Bush, and that's the way he closed his program the other night. Now, as I read this, think about what some of the more conservative Republicans would write and how he feels and how they feel about this. So we'll have a different viewpoint here in just a minute. This is what Bill Mayer's closing monologue was. Mr. President, this job can't be fun for you anymore. Come on in, Beth. That's okay. This job, that's okay. Thank you. Oh, there was one like this in the refrigerator. There isn't? Okay. Thanks a million. Okay. Let me start all over again. It's terrible to, you know, I said I'm going to put someone called and said, hey, you need a sign on this thing, Derry's Dungeon. And, I don't know. Maybe we ought to do that.
Derry's Dungeon is a busy place.
Yes, it is.
It'd be busier
today.
It'd be busier if the door were open.
And if I kill a little more time, we'll go into commercial break. I never will get this thing read. It's a quickie. Hang on. As I said, I took out some of the dirty words. Mr. President, this job can't be fun for you anymore. There's no more money to spend. You used up all of that. You can't start another war because you used up the army. And now, darn the luck, the rest of your term has become the Bush family nightmare, helping poor people. So listen to your mom. The cupboard's bare. The credit card's maxed out. No one speaking to you. Mission accomplished. Now it's time to do what you've always done best. Lose interest and walk away. Now, I know what you're saying. There are so many other things that you as president could involve yourself in. But please don't. I know there's a lot left to do. There's a war in Venezuela, eliminating the sales tax on yachts, turning the space program over to the church, and Social Security to Fannie Mae, giving embryos the vote. Herbert Hoover was a bad president, but he never conceded an entire city to rising water and snakes. On your watch, we've lost almost all of our allies. The surpluses, 4 airlines, 2 trade centers, a piece of the Pentagon, and the city of New Orleans. Maybe you're just not lucky. I'm not saying you don't love this country. I'm just wondering how much worse it could be if you were on the other side. Now, like I said, that is what you would expect from more or less of a liberal. He says that he is a libertarian, for whatever that means. Okay. Now, I was criticized drastically back during the last election because I said, hey, Bush isn't going to do us any good. And neither is John Kerry. You can't, you cannot depend on Democrats and Republicans. They have proven that, not just in the last administration or two, but in my lifetime they have proven that. I said, if we're going to change this thing, we're going to have to get some independent voters. And some of these very, very conservative people, I remember Henry Lamb said, Derry, you're ruining this election. By good gosh, Kerry's going to be a lot worse than Bush. Well, could be he was, but I didn't want to vote for Kerry. I wanted to vote for, let's say, the Constitution Party. Now, coming back, I have an interesting article by Phyllis Schlafly. Now, remember what Bill Mayer said? See how Phyllis looks at it. Let's take a break.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Gasoline prices have reached record highs, and with no relief in sight, what can you as an individual do to lessen the impact on your wallet? With a guaranteed minimum of 10% and up to 30% increase in your fuel mileage, you can deny the fat cat oil executives at least some of your hard-earned money. Introducing the Fuel Mule, a very simple but revolutionary product that fits around the fuel line in your car, truck, or furnace. Utilizing scientifically engineered industrial nickel cobalt magnets, the Fuel Mule device aligns the electrons of the atom and the molecules, allowing the fuel to burn more efficiently, resulting in increased horsepower, cleaner emissions, and fuel savings. The Fuel Mule normally sells for $149.95, but we're offering a temporary promotional price of only $89.95, plus shipping and handling. Quick and easy to install, order your Fuel Mule today by calling 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Do it now and start saving today.
Have returned. Now, let's go to eagleforum.org. Bush's immigration speech is not credible by Phyllis Schlafly. Now, Phyllis is one that said, hey, we've got to make sure Bush gets elected because if he doesn't, Kerry gets in there, hey, this place is going to be in bad shape, okay? Then here's what she says today, 3 years later. If President Bush had given his speech calling for immigration reform 5 years ago, we would have believed him. Well, I wouldn't have. But anyway, these people would have. And, you know, they tell me that 30% of the Democrats and 30% of the Republicans will vote for their party regardless of who does what. So the party itself doesn't really care what their party members say. They're dyed-in-the-wool party members. They are much more concerned about the independent voters because they can swing it either way. And by the way, there are more now independent voters than there are either Democrats or Republicans. So all the independent voters have to do, for gosh sakes, is get together and we can turn this thing around. All right? Now, back again. If President Bush had given his speech calling for immigration reform 5 years ago, we would have believed him, says Phyllis Schlafly. Now, after 5 years of doing nothing to protect our borders, he is not credible. The problems he eloquently complained about didn't just emerge this year. They all existed when he came into office and throughout 5 years when he did nothing to correct them. These problems include the pitiful numbers of our border patrol, the millions of illegals smuggled into our country across the desert or in crowded 18-wheelers, the dangerous policy called catch and release of OTMs, OTMs are other than Mexicans, which he now piously labels not acceptable, employers permitted to hire legal aliens with forged documents, and unconscionable burdens imposed upon American taxpayers to pay the illegal alien costs of schools, hospitals, crime, and social benefits. For 5 years, says Phyllis Schlafly, Bush and the Republican Party establishment have treated U.S. citizens who demanded action with stony, arrogant disdain. So why should we believe Bush now when he suddenly pretends to discover what we have been telling him for 5 years? The president's speech repeatedly demands a comprehensive immigration bill. He made clear that comprehensive includes legalization and the path to citizenship for the 12 million illegals now in our country, plus allowing employers to import an unlimited number of willing foreign workers, whom he describes as temporary. The American people are smart enough to know that this is amnesty and is a fiction. Bush seems to think that we will be comforted by 6,000 National Guardsmen sent to the southern border for 1 year, not to guard the border, but merely to assist our border patrol. This has the ring of a political photo op. We currently have 37,000 troops guarding the 151-mile border between North and South Korea, but we have fewer than 12 agents monitoring 2,000 miles of our southern border. Phyllis goes on. She says, in 1986, Congress passed comprehensive immigration reform, amnesty for 3 million plus, promises for border security, and sanctions on employers who hired illegal aliens. If we couldn't trust President Reagan to see that the laws were faithfully executed, we surely are not going to trust Bush's promise. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Bush bragged in his speech that we have apprehended and sent home about 6 million people entering America illegally. But he didn't say how many of those 6 million were repeats. Maybe a truthful figure would be like 1 million people deported 6 different times, while the number of illegal aliens in the United States increased by 5 million since Bush became president. The illegal alien who drove 100 miles an hour on Interstate 485 on the wrong side of the highway, killing a University of North Carolina co-ed last November, had been returned to Mexico 17 times. Did Bush count him 17 times in his 6 million figure? Bush's choice of verb shows that his promises of border barriers, technology, and more agents are nothing but a pie in the sky. All the good stuff that he has proposed was prefaced by the words, "We will." He never did say, "We are doing these things." Bush said, "To secure the border effectively, we must reduce the number of people trying to sneak across. That's impossible." The Pew Hispanic Center reports that 46% of the population of Mexico would like to live in the United States. 20% would come illegally if they could. Bush said that businesses often cannot verify the legal status of their employees. On the contrary, the technology is already in place for employers to verify the legality of Social Security numbers. But only a tiny percentage of employees voluntarily do this. And Bush didn't say anything about making this practice mandatory. Senator Jeff Sessions, the only one in the Senate facing reality on the issue, says the 614-page so-called compromise Senate bill is breathtakingly unsatisfactory. The new Heritage Foundation study reports that it would import 66 million new legal immigrants over the next 20 years. All Senate bills would vastly increase our tax burden for entitlements. Half of all adult illegal aliens in the United States have less than a high school education. We'll be back. Stay tuned. Our number, 1-800-973-3779, and your calls are welcome.
This is the Jerry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if you want to spend less on your bills, how about reducing your mortgage payment up to 35%? It's easy with Quicken Loans. Just write down this number, 800-221-7188. Quicken Loans can show you how to cut your mortgage payment up to 35% so you can make your money work harder, like paying off high-interest credit card bills, affording home improvements, or increasing your retirement savings. Just call Quicken Loans at 800-221-7188. With over 150 exclusive loan products, the mortgage experts at Quicken Loans have something for you. This could be the most valuable call you make all year. Find out how you can cut your monthly mortgage payment up to 35%. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-221-7188. 800-221-7188. Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. Call 800-221-7188.
The last time you made a financial contribution to a multi-billion-dollar organization after receiving a glossy brochure to help the cute and furry animals, have you wondered how effective your donation really was? Well, listen to G.B. Oliver, Executive Director of the Paragon Foundation.
Truth of the matter is, because we have such a small staff, and we run it as tight as we can because our commitment to the people is that every dime you contributed to this foundation is going to go back out into the things that we believe in and go out to help people. And let me tell you, to the person on this board, we're committed to that, and there's nothing, there's absolutely nothing that's ever going to change that.
Doing the work on a dime, keeping true to its mission statement, and helping to wake up America and protect your property rights. That's the Paragon Foundation. Get a free copy of the Paragon magazine and support the Paragon Foundation today by calling toll-free 1-877-847-3443 or go on the web at paragonfoundation.org. Friends, how'd you like to have a brand new steel building for hay and machinery storage? My friend Lou at Steel Span Buildings can help. Listen to these satisfied customers.
The reason we wanted it is because the sheds we had were too low. We had to take the muffler and the air cleaner off the combine every time we wanted to get it in. We wanted it high enough so we could drive in with a 20-foot header. We've had five wagons that fit in there side by side. He's really a good guy to talk to, and he treated us really good.
Well, it was quite a bit cheaper than the other buildings I had priced, about $3,000 or $4,000, in fact, you know, and quite a
product-wise, I really think that poles or whatever, I mean, any of that stuff can, over the years, take its toll in maintenance and that, but concrete and steel just don't go away.
Friends, it's Lou. Don't buy that pole barn. Buy my 50x50 building special for $8,300. This won't and can't last. Call me for details at 800-894-9408. That's 800-894-9408.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show, the man who says the doctors x-rayed his head and found nothing, Derry Brownfield.
And we have returned, believe it or not, we're back. I'm looking at his article that it's on eagleform.org. You can find it yourself. Phyllis Schlafly's talking about Bush's immigration speech not being credible. And she went on to say that all the Senate bills would vastly increase our tax burden on entitlements. Half of all adult illegal aliens in the United States have less than a high school education, have high levels of out-of-wedlock births, and are heavy users of taxpayer-paid social benefits. Bush wants to give United States jobs to foreigners so they can rise from a life of low-paying jobs to a diploma, a career, and a home of their own. He shows no compassion for the millions of American high school dropouts who need entry-level jobs so they can start building a life. Bush was correct when he said, "This is the time of decision. Republicans who want to be elected this November should pass the Sensenberger House Border Security-only bill without any Bush plans to import more foreigners to take jobs from Americans." Now, that article was written by, as I've mentioned, Phyllis Schlafly. She would not have written that article a few short years ago. In fact, she was one of those who was saying that, hey, you know, Bush is by far the better of the evils, and we certainly want to see him get elected. I'm not saying he wasn't better than the other evil. I don't know. Possibly he was. But evil is still evil. And we're not going to change anything by sticking with
the two political parties. We're going to have to get some people in there that have no political ties whatsoever, some people in there that believe in, number one, the scriptures. That was the way this country was founded. Whether the liberal atheists or believe that or not, all you have to do is just look around when you go to Washington, D.C., and you'll see scriptures written all over the government buildings there. They're going to have to believe in the scriptures. They're going to have to believe in the Constitution. We're going to have to go back to both. Now, I'm looking at an article here written by Doug McIntyre. Again, I don't know these people, but he has a talk show. He's on talk radio, KABC, and he says the two-party system is currently running on spin, anger, revenge, and pots and pots and pots of money. We're being governed by papier-mâché patriots, brightly painted red, white, and blue, but hollow to the core. Both parties have mastered the cynical arts of media manipulation and fundraising. They've learned the lessons of Watergate, and they burned the tapes. They have learned to divide the nation for their own gain. They have demonstrated the willingness to exploit any tragedy for personal advantage. The contempt they have for the American people is without parallel. Now, he's not talking about Democrats or Republicans. He's talking about Democrats and Republicans. He says the system is broken. So broken, it's almost inevitable. It pukes up people like Al Gore and George W. Bush. He says, why do we have to settle for recycled hacks? Greatness is always rare, but is basic competence and honesty too much to ask? I believe that, and I'm still quoting here Doug McIntyre. I believe that George W. Bush has taken us down a terrible road. I don't believe the Democrats are offering an alternative. That means we're on our own to save this magnificent country. The United States of America is a gift to the world, but it has been badly abused, and its rightful owners, we the people, had better step up to the plate and reclaim it before the damage becomes irreparable. Now, those are my sentiments exactly. He tells us here, and this is Doug McIntyre, he tells us here that we are on our own. Government is not going to take care of us. We know that. At least we should know that. You know that. I know that. There's a lot of people out there, however, that apparently don't know that. Okay, then going back to Phyllis Schlafly's article, she says problems he eloquently complained about just didn't emerge this year. No, they didn't. This thing's been going on, and a lot of people say it goes all the way back to FDR in the Great Depression years and the New Deal. And I say it goes all the way back to, and you can go further back than that, but it really got started when Woodrow Wilson was in office, and we saw the income tax become part of our national affairs, along with the Federal Reserve System. Both of those were definitely written into the Constitution to not have happened. The Constitution says there should be no progressive tax, and there should be no central bank. And we have both of them, and that started in 1913, or if you want to go back to what Abraham Lincoln did, and I have an excellent article, I think. I've done a little study on Abraham Lincoln back. All the article came out in February because that was during the Lincoln Day and all that business. But Lincoln, he certainly didn't stick by the Constitution when he started take over the South. Anyway, let's move along. He said they all existed, Phyllis says, all these things existed when he came into office, but throughout the 5 years, he did nothing to correct them. And you see, this is the reason I voted for him the first time. I expected him to come in, although I didn't think he would, but I was hoping he would come in and immediately change all those executive orders that Clinton signed during Clinton's last days as president. Now, you don't have to say the last days because he signed a lot of executive orders, but we really got on to them the last days of his presidency. Remember, he gave away He gave away the, I'm trying to think of that mountain next to Escalante. He gave away the Escalante Mountain area that has all of the minerals under it. Tied that all up in a heritage program of some sort. I don't remember exactly the details, but that was all done through executive orders. To my knowledge, Bush did not change one of those executive orders. His executive orders were every bit as bad as those that Clinton put out. So after 3 years of him doing nothing, or 4 years, it looked to me like it was obvious that we're going to have to bring somebody in here that knows a little bit more about how the American people think and how they react. You see, the high percentage of Americans are not going along with many of these Bush plans. Yet, hey, it doesn't make any difference. We don't care what the Constitution says. We're going anyway. Now, it was back, I don't know, months and months and months ago, maybe a year ago, that I ran on to, well, it had to be back in 2005, because that's when it came out. Remember when we talked about the Council on Foreign Relations and how there's, in fact, I think I mailed out a bunch of those and you got on the internet and you got your own, but for those people that weren't capable of getting them off of the internet or from the Council of Foreign Relations, we mailed out quite a few. It was a book. It's a brochure-type book. It was a ring-bound thing, but it's entitled Building a North American Community. Building a North American Community. Now, let's realize that the agenda, and it's not Bush's agenda, Al Gore would have done exactly the same thing because Bill Clinton was working on it. And before Bill Clinton, Daddy Bush was working on it. They're coming, they want this free trade of the Americas, the FTAA. Now, remember, Bush went to Argentina. Oh, that's been months and months and months ago. And I think it would have passed had it not been for Hugo Chavez. Hugo Chavez is the president of Venezuela, and Hugo Chavez got a lot of the South American country, or got a lot of the Central American countries behind him on this thing, and they said, no, we're not going to go along with this free trade of the Americas deal. I said Central. It also took in South America. Argentina was involved because they were in Argentina when they did this. But Hugo Chavez kind of stood out to me as more or less of a hero to get this thing killed. Instantly, all you hear about on any of the news media is how bad Hugo Chavez is. I don't know Hugo. We used to have a friend named Hugo, and we always said, I'll go if you go, Hugo. Well, old Hugo didn't go on this deal. He said, I ain't a-going. And he talked enough countries into that thing that it did not pass. So we still do not have the FTAA as such, but Bush is carrying on just as if we did have. Now, as I said, this building a North American community, and I guess that's probably still, I don't know if it's on the internet or not, we got it from the just if you want a copy of it, you might try just www.cfr.org. That's on the Council of Foreign Relations website. Now stay tuned. I hear more music. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
Is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Gasoline prices have reached record highs, and with no relief in sight, what can you as an individual do to lessen the impact on your wallet? With a guaranteed minimum of 10% and up to 30% increase in your fuel mileage, you can deny the fat cat oil executives at least some of your hard-earned money. Introducing the Fuel Mule, a very simple but revolutionary product that fits around the fuel line in your car, truck, or furnace. Utilizing scientifically engineered industrial nickel-cobalt magnets, the Fuel Mule device aligns the electrons of the atom
system and the molecules, allowing the fuel to burn more efficiently, resulting in increased horsepower, cleaner emissions, and fuel savings. The Fuel Mule normally sells for $149.95, but we're offering a temporary promotional price of only $89.95, plus shipping and handling. Quick and easy to install, order your Fuel Mule today by calling 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Do it now and start saving today.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Now back to the Council on Foreign Relations and their brochure. It's more than a brochure. It's like a 50-some page ring-bound book that they have out. It's titled Building a North American Community. Now before you say, oh, this can't happen, look across the pond and see what happened in Europe. The European Economic Community, which is now the EU, remember? When the European Community was just a couple of countries, they started out, and I remember very well back 40 years ago, I was already doing farm broadcasting, and we would look at what the EU was going to do. The European, the EUC, the European Economic Community, is what it went by back in those days. So they've been working on this for a long, long time, people. And it's now time for America to get united, just like Europe has. There'll be a European, as the Europeans have done. They now have the euro. It's their own money system. They want the Amero dollar over here, which would be just one set of monies that would be used all over this country. But it didn't happen when Bush went to Argentina. But let's realize that that's still in the back of his mind and the back of the minds of people that are handling him. President Bush described the significance of the SPP. Now, the SPP is a Security and Prosperity Partnership of North America. That sounds a lot better than the FTAA, doesn't it? Because FTAA is free trading. And people are tired of hearing about free trading because we know what free trading has done to our job market. We know what free trading has done to our farm markets. We know what free trading has done overall to hurt every country that gets involved in it. So we're not going to talk about free trading anymore. We're going to talk about security and prosperity partnerships. What's the difference? It's all going to be the same. He says it's a common commitment to the markets and democratic freedom in trade and mutual prosperity and security. Now, if you believe that, then you believe that he's going to do something to keep the southern border under control. They want this done. I say they, the powers that be. This is all written in this building a North American community. You can go back and look. I discussed it in detail a year ago. But they want this done by 2010. Now, this is already 2006, people. 2010 is just in another 4 years. They want a North American community. Its boundaries will be defined by a common external tariff and our outer security perimeter within which the movement of people, products, and capital will be legal, orderly, and safe. Its goal will be to guarantee a free, secure, just, and prosperous North America. That's the goal. And that's what Bush is working on. That's what most of Congress is working on. And that's what we're going to have if we don't wake up between now and the next election and quit voting for Democrats and Republicans. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
The American agriculture movement supports the development of alternative energy production by using lesser polluting biodiesel, ethanol, and wind energy. But AAM believes another source of energy capable of increasing United States energy independence and helping economic development and jobs in rural America is overlooked. It's biomass. Biomass is organic, non-fossil material and can replace the use of some fossil fuels. Production of ethanol from corn benefits producers about $1 billion. Use of excess ag biomass could increase farmers' income by $10 billion or more and competes very well with fossil fuels. For more information or to join the American agriculture movement, call 605-993-6201. That's 605-993-6201 or go online at aaminc.org. Located in rural Missouri is a place called Heartland, a modern-day city of refuge where men, women, and children can come and find hope in the various recovery programs offered by Pastor Charles Sharp and members of Heartland Community Church. The Heartland community includes Heartland Children and Youth Homes, Heartland Recovery Programs for Adults, K-12 Heartland Christian Academy, Nations Harvest Bible College, and several businesses, including one of the largest dairy operations in the country. Every home, business, classroom, and job site at Heartland are filled with people who are reaching out with compassion of Jesus Christ to help those who are hurting. Heartland came into being as a result of prayer, and prayer continues to be the source of Heartland's daily harvest of miracles. Heartland is a true haven of spiritual healing. To learn more about Heartland, call 660-284-6212. That's 660-284-6212.
Home stretch here. I was a little late getting to the telephones, and we lost a caller that I was just about ready to take, but Dylan's still with me in Texas. Hi, Dylan, you're on the air.
Howdy, Derry.
Yes, what's your name?
I teach English here at a place in Austin, Texas, at a place called Literacy Austin, and prior to 9/11 and after that, I was teaching English as a second language to foreign nationals. And between now and then, I've switched to teaching only Americans who need help with basic literacy, because I've realized there that Americans receive less support and services. I just recently got through teaching one gentleman for a year, a black American, my age, I'm in my 30s, a black American who cannot qualify for entry-level jobs in Austin, Texas, because he doesn't speak Spanish. And you'd be amazed how many people are graduated from Austin high schools that don't know how to read. So we have foreign nationals, a lot of illegal aliens, being taught English, how to speak, read, and write English in schools funded by our taxes, and while they continue to graduate Americans who don't know how to read, and then those Americans are being displaced. The East Austin black community here in Austin, Texas, is suffering. You know, when I was a teenager here, I used to be able to go get a job on a landscaping crew or the back of a kitchen, but these type of industries and more now are completely dominated. You have to be able to speak Spanish, and beyond that also, the foreign nationals coming here, they don't have, most of them do not have this English common law Bill of Rights culture that they're coming from, whereas my student that I was just teaching for a year, he didn't know how to read or write English when I met him, but he had a natural sense of his rights, you know, like someone would associate with our English common law Bill of Rights culture.
Interesting, Dylan. I don't know the answer. Well, we do know the answer, but I don't know how to get it changed without, like I said earlier, it's going to take a complete about face. And thanks for the call. Let's go to Rich in Missouri. Hi, Rich, you're up next.
Yeah, another one of the silliness, outrage, whatever we're going to call it, last night. You may not know it because of the number of people that get it, but it is actually illegal to give food stamps to illegal aliens. But because of the widespread abuse of this, the House on the Ag Bill passed an amendment that said, hey, you got to stop ignoring this law. Follow the law. You can't give food stamps to illegal aliens, right? 154 people voted against it.
Really? See,
yeah.
It doesn't make any difference what the law says. If we were going by the law, hey, we wouldn't have the problems that we have.
Right. Well, you know, earlier you mentioned the thing about how 20% of the people in Mexico would want to be here. Actually, based on pretty decent
studies, it's 40-some percent. 20% would want to come illegally,
right,
if they thought they could make it.
Right. Well, based on good figures, 10% of the people who are Mexicans are already here.
Yeah, 10% of the Mexican population lives in the United States. You're right.
Yeah. It's just insane, and people are turning around. And even where, you know, the man that just called about you can't get a job without speaking Spanish. That's because, did you know that if you say to somebody who comes to apply for a job with you that you have to speak English, they can go to the EEOC and sue you and get economic recompense because you're making him speak English?
Why can't they? Why doesn't that work in reverse?
Have I got an idea? No, I don't. That's just insane that you can, you know, you can be sued for having to say, well, no, you can't work here because you can't speak English.
Okay. Hey, we're out of time. Thanks for the call, Rich. And now it's time for me to say, may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near or far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that'll cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
The clouds that we're together.
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.